Support for this public radio podcast comes from Progressive, serving customers since 1937. Service and rate information available at progressive.com or from local independent agents.
This is a record I've always wanted to make. I've always wanted to have more strings, you know, and that really lush kind of sound, but still have it be real organic and rootsy.
After years of ups and downs, Lucinda Williams has finally found her stride. And even though the songs on West speak otherwise, being content in life fell right in line with being content in music. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. There's no shortage of heartache in Lucinda Williams' celebrated song catalog, and the new album West adds a few more gems to the trail of troubled tears. But the familiar subjects of breakups and loss sound anything but stale, thanks in part to the work of producer Hal Wilner, who added a little polish to the raw material. So even though Lucinda is much happier these days, performing the new songs means returning to those original, sometimes painful emotions. And as she explained to FUV's Claudia Marshall, they're exactly what you hear on the record.
See, the thing that amazes me is that you can write a really deep, painful song, you know, regardless of what frame of mind you're in when you write it, and then go on and record it. And I especially hear that on this record.
Well, one of the advantages when we were recording all these songs was that we demoed the songs, I mean, almost as they were being written. You know, every other day I'd come in the studio with a new song. So everything was real spontaneous and real fresh. And then later, flash forward, I guess about a year later, I went in with Hal Wilner. We actually took the original initial demos and stripped them down to just vocal and my guitar and most of Doug's guitar. So the new record was built around original vocals.
It's almost like the opposite way of the,
yeah,
the
it
way
is.
It's often done.
It was a completely opposite way. Some think a fancy funeral would be worth every sin. But every dime and nickel is money better spent. Better spent on groceries, covering the bills, instead of little luxuries, necessary frills. That was kind of the last chapter before I met Tom. That was, you know, my mother's death, and then this one relationship I was in, and then there was this one other short-lived little affair thing. But, you know, none of that stuff really matters. The real point is, I mean, my job as an artist is to just write good songs. So I can take any small event and turn it into something bigger.
Do you have a big stack of songs that haven't been released?
No. This is the first time I've really had extra songs.
Really?
Yeah. I'm more prolific now than I've ever been. My, 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 how do you figure the reason why we always differ? But hey,
Lucinda Williams, live and in person at FUV, with an unreleased song called Well, Well, Well. You'll find the complete interview and other special performances in the archives at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar-sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.